A community in Wisconsin will have a new resource in the effort against opioid addiction. A new facility in the works in Waukesha County will offer people in southeastern Wisconsin a chance to get residential drug addiction treatment while staying closer to home. Hector Colon is a president and CEO of Lutheran Social Services of Wisconsin and Upper Michigan. That's the group responsible for the new facility. Hector, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much. So happy to be here with you guys.
Well, we've been hearing a lot about opioid addiction here in Wisconsin and other drugs as well. How big a shortfall do we have when it comes to treatment options for people facing these kinds of addictions?
Yeah, there's a really big shortfall. Since in 2017, there were 900 opiate-related deaths in Wisconsin. That's a 600% increase since 2000. So there's certainly a lot of need for treatment services in Wisconsin. And specifically in Waukesha, there has been a need as well, and specifically for women. So today, there are no aorta residential treatment options for women, and women need to travel across different counties or the region in order to receive treatment. So that was one of the things we're really happy that with this new Aspen Center, we're able to provide both services for both men and women.
And talk about the importance of being able to get services as close to home as possible.
It's really important because people have families, they have jobs, they have children, they have connections in their respective communities. So it's very important that they receive those services because then they receive those services in the community. The reintegration back into the community becomes easier and the transition becomes more successful when they have services in their own communities.
So that's part of the problem you're trying to solve here. Talk about this new facility now, the LSS Aspen Center. What kind of things is this going to offer people?
Yeah, so it's going to be a 22-bed facility, about half men and half women. And they're going to be intensive therapeutic services. They're going to be provided there on site. Normally, the individuals could stay for about 90 days, but our clinicians will make sure that people are served as long as they need services. That could be less than 90 days. That also could be more than 90 days. But the approach is to make sure that we take a person-centered approach to help individuals, get the services they need so that they can be on a path to recovery.
Now, I talked about opioids up front. This is not just about opioid addiction. Is that right?
Drug and alcohol addiction. And many of these individuals also have co-occurring mental health issues.
Talk about the importance of trying to treat all these different problems. As you say, there might be a mental health concern alongside that addiction. Talk about the importance of trying to have this complete approach.
Yeah, it's really the right thing to do for these individuals, first and foremost. Many of these individuals have been struggling for years. We don't want to give up on these individuals because they're our future workforce. They are families that live next door to us. They are individuals that are raising children that are going to be the future of Wisconsin. So it's very important to address the struggles that these individuals face. One, because it's the right thing to do, but two, it's the smart thing to do for our community.
Talking to Hector Colon, president and CEO of Lutheran Social Services of Wisconsin and Upper Michigan, about a new project in Waukesha County aimed at providing longer-term addiction treatment to people in the area. You already have a couple centers in the works, I understand, in the Waukesha area. Hector, can you tell us about those?
Yeah, we have Genesis, where we've been providing services for individuals with mental health and co-occurring drug and alcohol addictions, and have been doing that for many years. We also have CAFIS House, where we have a contract with the Department of Corrections for individuals that are reintegrating back into the community. And we've been providing those services for many years and really improving health and well-being for those individuals that go through those doors. And so now the Aspen Center is an opportunity for us to expand upon those services and to also have more robust services and more comprehensive services for our population that needs that help.
Hector, in news coverage, we see addiction talked about in big city environments. We've seen a lot of coverage of rural Wisconsin as well. Waukesha County, people think of as a suburban area. The problem is real there, too, though, it sounds like.
Absolutely. The struggle with mental health and addiction crosses all sectors of the population, from the rich, the poor, the youth, the elderly, the devout, and the secular. None of us are immune, and Waukesha is not immune. In fact, they've seen a significant increase in a number of opiate-related deaths as well.
Now, this is 22 beds, you said. People might think, well, that doesn't sound like that much. Is that going to put a dent in the problem there?
Yeah, thank you. So we're currently going to be licensed for 22 beds. We do have the capacity to serve up to 34 and anticipate that we'll be moving up to the 34. We'll just have to go back to the state to get relicensed for a larger number. But you're right. I mean, the need is larger than that. So we feel that this will make a difference, and then we'll continue to explore, working along with our partners, because that's another really big thing about this effort, is that we'll bring in lots of partners to make sure that we're serving these individuals along a continuum. And so we'll continue to do that.
It sounds like a big project, though, Hector. Talk about the timeline of going from now to having this facility opened.
Yeah, thank you. So it's been a journey to get where we're at today. We're so excited by two foundation board members that we have here at LSS that have contributed $350,000 each, so $700,000 combined. We also have a $300,000 generous donation from Waukesha County, and we've had Unity Church and some other churches in the area come forth with some money. So to date, we have $1.1 million of a $1.7 million capital campaign. So we feel we have a really good start. Now, over the next months, we'll be, trying to raise more money to close that gap. We hope that by spring of next year, we'll be able to accept residents at the New Aspen Center.
Have you looked at other similar projects around the state or maybe around the country as inspiration, as kind of a guideline to the Aspen Center?
Sure. One program internally, we run a farm-in center in the Eau Claire area, and we have a good continuum of there. We've been providing good services through that facility for a long time, so there's some learnings within a program within our own organization. But also there's an organization called NOVA who we've had some direct conversations with and kind of share some best practices because this is really about seeing what's best out there and not reinventing the wheel and learning from others. And we have definitely brought those insights into this new Aspen Center that will be up and running in early spring next year.
Here in Wisconsin, opioid and alcohol addiction can look like an overwhelming problem for the state. For someone in another community around the state who thinks, you know, we need something like this, like Waukesha is going to be getting, how do you get started on a project like this?
Yeah, great question. And this is a vision that we have. In fact, the two donors that came forth, John Silsath and Dave Berkey, also have a vision to try to replicate this across the state. So this is something that is desperately needed all across the state. So in terms of need, that wouldn't be a problem. But we really want to make sure that we get funders like John Silsath and Dave Berkey in different areas across the state that want to support something like this. And then we also want to make sure that we have a good relationship with the county, and we're able to negotiate some startup, but also some good rates to make sure that the program can be viable and we can do the job with excellence. And so all of those factors will be considered, but we do have a vision and intention of replicating these type of facilities in other parts of the state.
In our last minute, Hector, fast forward a year or so, what does success look like once this is open and you've had your first couple of groups of people come through the system?
Yeah, so we want to make sure that those individuals that come through our service, that receive our services, feel loved, feel cared for, and come out of our facilities, and they maintain sobriety, and they're back working with their families, raising their children, and are productive members of society.
Hector, thanks a lot for joining us and sharing the project with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. We really appreciate it, and look forward to moving forward with Aspen Center so we can save and heal lives.
Hector Colon is president and CEO of Lutheran Social Services of Wisconsin and Upper Michigan. Been talking with him about a new residential addiction treatment center his organization is building in Waukesha County called the Aspen Center, as we heard, hoping to have that open and accepting patients as soon as spring of next year. Do you have something like this in the works in your part of Wisconsin as you and your community deal with addiction issues? Tell us about it. Email ideas@wpr.org.